And every Wednesday night at this time, we talk to one of the contributors from AnchorRising.com. That contributor tonight is Justin Katz. Justin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Matt?
Excellent, man. What's going on Anchor Rising tonight?
Well, actually, your last caller sparked some thoughts, saying that he's worried about the state of our country.
Mm.
And a lot of what we've been talking about is the degree to which that just filters down and escalates as you move down the tiers of government to state and to towns even. And it's been like a world gone mad watching the people who are currently in office try to resolve the whole thing, like to resolve the symptoms without fixing the illnesses.
What'd you think about what Obama said today about the salary caps for their CEOs?
Well, that's one of those ones that's hard to discuss because everybody looks at these numbers. You read about the bankers and the CEOs taking the huge bonuses and such. And as a conservative and a capitalist, I always just, what are you doing?
Right.
It's just amazing that they're continuing to spur this fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any real way to implement any plans that the government might contrive. I'm hearing something to flip it the other way. I've been hearing from local taxpayer groups, some of whose members believe things like teachers in the various towns would be crazy to ask for raises in the next budget cycle. But I think they'll keep the contracts kicking as long as they can, the negotiations kicking as long as they can. But a lot of these, if anybody just applies common sense and just a clear eye to the problems of the world, it's amazing that the people who have money and then the people who have power just are not allowing things to work the way they should. So the CEOs holding back on their multi-million dollar bonuses and then the politicians trying to keep their uneducated fingers off of the market.
Right. What else is going on Anchor Rising? You have a post on this Johnston situation?
Well, yeah, that's another indication of the world gone mad. I think we're seeing all of the problems that Rhode Island has coming to a head.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas up to now, school committees to avoid major problems with the unions, major breakdowns of the programs, have given a little bit away with each contract, and now it's coming to the point where in Johnston, as you've read, they're canceling a funded science program because mm-hmm. the teachers are working to rule. And it's just a larger example of what's been going on forever, but it's astonishing that it would come to this point.
Well, you know, it's a situation where in that situation it's not going to do much to endear the teachers to the parents and to the public. And I got to tell you, man, right now the teachers' unions are fighting they're going to be fighting a serious PR battle.
Oh, certainly.
In an effort to actually go ahead and try and get some kind of public goodwill so they can get the money that they want and the contracts that they want.
Right. Well, there's the question is, do they have the votes and the legal power right now to just push it through? I don't know the answer to that. They seem to be digging in their heels.
You know what I'd like to do is, like, later on, I plan on talking about that. It's just wondering what teachers think of it out there.
Oh, you know, they'll never tell you.
Well, maybe if they call in, we can give them secret identities or something.
Put the garble their voices. You know,
yeah,
oh,
something.
I hated it.
Yeah, I mean, because you know what? I can imagine that a lot of teachers who are good, who want their profession to be taken seriously, who watch this stuff and look at that story today and go, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a frequent commenter on Anchor Rising. He calls himself Mike in RI.
Yep.
And he's a teacher, a public school teacher in Rhode Island. And that's frequently his comment is, why? You know,
Right.
Can you just teach, please?
Right. I can imagine. But, you know, they're afraid to even say that. Justin, I got to run, man. Thank you very much. And we'll check it all out on AnchorRising.com tonight, brother.
Thanks,
thank
Mike.
You.
Good to talk to you.
You too. Justin Katz, ladies and gentlemen, from AnchorRising.com. Check it out. It's a great blog, great information, great place to actually go ahead and comment. And it's like a little talk show on the internet.